Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Mondays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide. In addition, during each Monday's episode, we'll also include an article based on the topics included in Maestro Circe's published books on Amazon, titled Survival English in the United States of America, including a variety of topic-based vocabulary and conversation exercises. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You are listening to How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook by Maestro Circe. Today, we are going to focus on Chapter 2, Formal versus Informal Speaking, including subchapter Adapting to Formal and Informal Speaking. As an American English learner, are you comfortable speaking English in public? Is speaking English clearly and effectively important to you? For the next few minutes, you will hear a variety of tips and strategies to help you become more successful in your American English learning journey. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 2, Formal versus Informal Speaking. Recognizing formal and informal language. When it comes to improving your English speaking skills, one of the most important aspects to focus on is recognizing formal and informal language. As an English learner, understanding the difference between these two speaking styles can greatly enhance your communication abilities. In this chapter, we will dive into the world of formal and informal language in spoken English, exploring their definitions, differences in vocabulary and grammar, variations in pronunciation and accent, as well as tips for recognizing and appropriately using each style. Formal language in spoken English is characterized by its adherence to standard grammar and vocabulary. It is typically used in professional settings, academic environments, and formal social interactions. When engaging in formal conversations, it is important to use precise and concise language, avoiding slang, colloquial expressions, and contractions. For example, instead of saying I'm gonna or wanna, it is more appropriate to use I am going to or want to in formal contexts. Additionally, formal language tends to have a higher level of vocabulary, employing sophisticated words and phrases to convey ideas. Conversely, informal language in spoken English is more relaxed and casual in nature. It is commonly used among friends, family members, and in informal social gatherings. Informal language embraces colloquial expressions, slang, and contractions to create a friendly and conversational tone. For instance, instead of saying, I am going to the store, you might say, I'm going to the store in an informal conversation. Informal language also has a more relaxed approach to grammar, often using sentence fragments or less formal structures. In addition to vocabulary and grammar, pronunciation and accent also play a role in distinguishing formal and informal language. formal language tends to have a clearer and more precise pronunciation, with an emphasis on enunciating each word correctly. On the other hand, informal language may exhibit regional accents, variations in pronunciation, and even changes in word stress. For example, in formal English, the word often is pronounced with a silent T, whereas in informal English, the T is often pronounced. To effectively recognize formal language, it is important to pay attention to the context and the people involved. Formal language is often used in professional settings, formal presentations, and academic discussions. When listening to someone speaking formally, you will notice the use of standard grammar, precise vocabulary, and a polished speaking style. It is also helpful to familiarize yourself with common characteristics of formal language through exposure to formal speeches, presentations, and lectures. Recognizing informal language requires a different set of skills. Informal language is commonly used in casual conversations, among friends, and in social gatherings. It often involves the use of slang, colloquial expressions, and a more relaxed grammar structure. By listening to informal conversations, watching movies or TV shows in informal settings, and engaging in everyday conversations with native English speakers, you can develop an ear for informal language. Understanding the context and audience is crucial in determining whether to use formal or informal language. Different situations call for different levels of formality, and choosing the appropriate language style is essential for effective communication. For instance, using formal language in a casual conversation may create a barrier between you and the listener, while using informal language in a professional setting might come across as unprofessional. By considering the context and the people involved, you can make informed language choices that facilitate effective communication. To practice recognizing formal and informal language, there are various exercises and activities you can engage in. Role-playing scenarios that simulate formal and informal conversations can be incredibly helpful. You can also create discussion prompts that encourage the use of both language styles, allowing you to practice switching between formal and informal language. By actively engaging in these exercises, you can train your ear and become more comfortable in identifying and using the appropriate language style. In conclusion, recognizing formal and informal language is crucial for effective English speaking. Understanding the definitions, differences in vocabulary and grammar, variations in pronunciation and accent, as well as strategies for recognizing and using each style appropriately, can greatly enhance your communication skills. By paying attention to context and audience, and practicing through various exercises, you can improve your ability to switch between formal and informal language, making you a more confident and effective English speaker. Practicing formal and informal speaking. In this subchapter, we will delve into the practice of formal and informal speaking, two essential skills for English learners. Developing these skills is crucial as they allow learners to effectively communicate in a variety of situations. Throughout this subchapter, we will encourage active participation and the application of learned concepts, which are key to mastering formal and informal speaking. When it comes to speaking, there are different styles that one must be familiar with, formal and informal. These styles differ in their characteristics and are used in specific contexts. Formal speaking is typically used in professional settings, such as business meetings or presentations, where a certain level of professionalism is expected. Informal speaking, on the other hand, is used in casual conversations and everyday interactions with friends and family. Let's begin by focusing on formal speaking. Being able to speak formally is essential in professional environments, where clear and concise communication is crucial. For example, job interviews, conferences, or meetings with clients often require a formal speaking style. By mastering formal speaking, English learners can effectively convey their ideas and opinions in these professional settings. To help English learners practice formal speaking, role-play scenarios can be incredibly valuable. Role-play activities allow learners to simulate real-life situations and practice speaking in a formal manner. For instance, learners can engage in role-play scenarios where they act as job applicants being interviewed or as professionals presenting a business proposal. These activities provide a safe space for learners to practice and improve their formal speaking skills. Now let's shift our focus to informal speaking. While formal speaking is important for professional settings, being able to speak informally is equally crucial for everyday conversations. Informal speaking allows English learners to connect with others on a more personal level and engage in casual discussions. Situations such as social gatherings, chatting with friends, or sharing personal experiences require an informal speaking style. To practice informal speaking, role-play scenarios can once again be a useful tool. By engaging in role-play activities that simulate casual conversations, learners can improve their informal speaking skills. For instance, learners can role-play scenarios where they have casual chats with friends or share personal anecdotes. These activities provide opportunities to practice using everyday language and build confidence in informal speaking. Practicing both formal and informal speaking styles is highly beneficial for English learners. By becoming proficient in both styles, learners become versatile and confident speakers. This versatility allows them to adapt to various social and professional situations, making them effective communicators in any context. Active participation is a key component of developing speaking skills. Engaging in conversations, asking questions, and expressing opinions are essential for practicing and improving speaking abilities. In the context of formal speaking, learners can actively participate by engaging in conversations that require them to ask thought-provoking questions or present their ideas in a clear and concise manner. Similarly, in informal speaking, active participation involves engaging in casual conversations, storytelling, and sharing personal experiences. Learners can actively participate by initiating conversations, actively listening, and contributing to group discussions. By actively participating, learners not only improve their speaking skills, but also enhance their overall communication abilities. In summary, practicing formal and informal speaking is crucial for English learners to become confident and versatile speakers. Through active participation and the application of learned concepts, learners can develop these skills effectively. By engaging in role-play scenarios and actively participating in various speaking activities, English learners can enhance their formal and informal speaking abilities, ultimately becoming effective communicators in any context.
Mental health, depression. Depression is one of the most debilitating mental health conditions affecting millions worldwide. It is a mood disorder that can cause sadness, hopelessness, and worthlessness. Dealing with depression can be daunting, especially if you feel overwhelmed and helpless. However, seeking help and support is crucial in managing and overcoming depression. This blog post will discuss how to deal with depression and provide practical tips to help you cope with the symptoms. It is essential to understand that depression is not a sign of weakness, and seeking help is not a sign of failure. It is a brave step towards taking control of your mental health and well-being. We will explore various treatment options, such as therapy and medication, that have been proven effective in managing depression. We will also discuss self-care strategies that you can incorporate into your daily routine to improve your mood and reduce depression symptoms. 1. Seek professional mental health services. Dealing with depression can be challenging, but seeking professional mental health services is essential to recovery. There is no shame in seeking help, and it is necessary to remember that depression is a treatable illness. Seeking professional help can provide a safe and supportive environment for individuals to explore their feelings, thoughts, and emotions. Mental health professionals are trained to identify symptoms, diagnose depression, and provide evidence-based treatments to manage and overcome depression. Several mental health services are available, such as licensed therapists, psychologists, and psychiatrists. Finding a mental health professional you feel comfortable with and trust is crucial. They can provide the tools and support needed to manage depression and live a fulfilling life. 2. Engage in regular physical exercise. Engaging in regular physical exercise is an essential component of dealing with depression and promoting overall mental health. Exercise has been shown to have a positive impact on mood and can help reduce symptoms of depression. Exercise releases endorphins, natural chemicals in the brain that act as painkillers and mood elevators. It can also help distract from negative thoughts and boost confidence and self-esteem. Additionally, regular exercise can improve overall physical health, which can positively impact mental health. It's essential to find an exercise routine that works for you and to make it a regular part of your routine. This could include yoga, walking, running, or strength training. Even small amounts of exercise throughout the day, such as taking the stairs instead of the elevator or going for a short walk during a break at work, can positively impact mood and mental health. 3. Practice mindfulness meditation techniques. Mindfulness meditation is a powerful tool for managing depression and improving overall mental health. Mindfulness meditation techniques help you focus on the present moment without judgment or distraction. This can help you gain insight into your thoughts and emotions and develop a sense of inner calm and relaxation. To practice mindfulness meditation, find a quiet, comfortable place to sit and focus on your breathing. You can use guided meditation apps or recordings to help you concentrate or focus on your breath and observe any thoughts or feelings that arise without judgment. Practicing mindfulness meditation regularly can improve your ability to cope with depression and other mental health challenges and maintain a positive outlook. 4. Connect with supportive friends. When dealing with depression, social support can be a critical factor in recovery. Connecting with supportive and understanding friends can provide a sense of belonging and help alleviate feelings of isolation. This is not to say that your friends should be your only source of support, but having a few close individuals you can rely on can make a big difference in your mental health. Try to reach out to people you trust who have your best interests at heart. Share your feelings and concerns with them and make time to hang out and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, it's okay to ask for help and to lean on others during difficult times. Building a solid support network can be essential to dealing with depression and maintaining good mental health. 5. Avoid self-medicating with substances. When dealing with depression, self-medicating with substances is never the answer. While it may provide temporary relief, it can worsen your mental health in the long run. Alcohol, drugs, and even over-the-counter medications can adversely affect your body and mind and lead to addiction or other health issues. Instead, it's essential to seek professional help and treatment for depression. This may include therapy, medication, and other forms of support. Remember, taking care of your mental health is crucial for your overall well-being, and self-medicating with substances is not a healthy or effective way to deal with depression. In conclusion, depression is a severe mental health condition that can significantly impact a person's quality of life. It is essential to seek help from a mental health professional if you struggle with depression. However, there are also steps you can take on your own to manage your symptoms, such as getting regular exercise, practicing relaxation techniques, and reaching out to supportive friends and family members. Remember, asking for help and taking care of yourself is okay. Proper treatment and support make it possible to overcome depression and live a fulfilling life.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.